Kevin had a sleep on the couch last night because he slept at the radio station. We're commercial free on the Brett Maggis Show. Yesterday, we all went to the Polar Express. We went with our bunch of listener friends and family. We just had so much fun. Union Station really just, they knock it out of the park. It really is a transformation. Kevin, you said it almost been like 10 years since you've gone. Yeah. You seem like you were blown away.
I was amazed at just how different it is, how unique it is, how much fun it is, especially for little kids, especially, you know, for the entire family. Hot chocolate's amazing.
It was good hot chocolate.
Yeah, but, you know, the train ride itself is so much fun. And then the pavilion they've set up, that all the little fun activities for kids, I don't remember that with my little ones. I mean, there was a post office and stuff like that, but not the slides, not all the cool, you know, immersive stuff you could do with your family. It's just really, really a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun, and we were talking about it earlier in the show. There was like a bunch of kids that literally their eyes are just like popping out of their head, and we had so much fun with them.
Yeah, there was this one little boy in particular. I'll never forget him. I know his mom's probably listening right now. She just commented on our Instagram.
Did she? Oh, you posted the pictures?
I love it.
Yes. If you're listening right now, Megan, you have the cutest little family, and your husband did a great job taking care of all the littles last night.
He was
having a blast.
He was such a nice guy.
Kyla, it was great to meet her as well and her little kids.
If you want to see some of the pictures and just all of us having fun, Brett Maggis Show on Instagram. But we had so much fun that Kevin ended up sleeping at the radio station.
Yeah. Well, you know, with the travel that I make, I and when I normally get here very early in the morning, I was like, okay, if I'm going to be here for the late train ride, 7:15, I know it doesn't sound too late for a lot of people, but for a guy who gets up sometimes at, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it's late. And it's about an hour ride and a lot of fun and all that stuff. And by the time I get back to the station, I'm like, it's 9 o'clock. Why not, you know, split the difference and stay at the radio station? I've done it before. I've done it before in the past. But since, you know, we got Brett a couch here in the studio, I was like, I haven't tried that couch out yet. Let's give it a whirl.
How was it?
Not so good, but that's okay.
Oh, Kev.
But, you know, I mean, it was.
First off, I cannot believe you slept at the radio station. That's crazy.
That's like not the craziest thing to me. I would totally do that.
Yeah.
And secondly, why didn't we heard he was doing that? Not a single one of us invited him over.
Well, I know
everyone's face is kind of like, yeah, why did we?
That's true.
I just thought of that. I
feel awful.
He's like, I'm gonna sleep at the station, guys. We're like, all right, see you later.
I understand. You know, I understand why. You know, I don't need to sleep.
Well,
over.
My basement is flooded. I don't know if I told you, so I don't even have a guest room.
I'm living, with family right now. So you can. I'm already sleeping on the couch.
AB's moving, but we let Kevin just crash on this couch, and he was walking around the radio station in the middle of the night. How was that?
It was, you know, pretty normal.
Was it scary?
No.
I feel like it's scary
No,
here.
I mean, I guess the weird thing is the cleaning crew. When you pop up and you see the cleaning crew, and you're like, oh, okay, hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, how are you? I'm doing well.
And you just had your slippers on, and they're like...
I had on my festive, you know, Christmas pajamas, because we wore those for the Polar Express.
Probably like, damn, what's going on with 198?
Times are tough, man. I'm sleeping at the radio station.
Yeah, right. But that's about the only thing that was weird. Otherwise, it was... pretty uneventful, and I was amazed that once I fell asleep, I stayed asleep till about 3:30 in the morning. I was up.
You got to sleep an extra time, right?
I got to actually sleep in because I didn't have to make the drive. So there, it's weird to say there's a benefit. It's funny because like during inclement weather, you know, they always put up a hotel room, or you could, you know, have the option to stay over and sleep at the station. We used to have more couches. We used to have actually, you know, we're connected to a building that has apartments, and I know one of those apartments is like. One of our stations.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know
really?
That.
Yeah, I believe so. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's why I'm sleeping here in the studio. Maybe it's wishful thinking.
Yeah, we got an extra apartment just in case.
For the next time. But when you have an early morning job, I mean, it's weird. I just literally rolled out of the couch and walked right over to the board.
Too funny.
I kind of want to do that for fun. AB, you want to stay the night with me sometime?
I would honestly do that.
Okay. Well, Kevin video blogged this entire experience.
Yes. Yeah.
So AB is going to put a video together, and that's coming out. When is it coming out?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow you're going to see Kevin's experience, and then you two video blog it. And I have a feeling it might be a different experience.
Yeah, and I do want to apologize. My wife already said maybe you need to avoid the crotch shot, but I was trying to show my pajamas.
Oh, there's
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Whoa, Kevin has a crotch shot coming out tomorrow, guys. Wait till you see this video. It's very
risque. That'll get clicks.
Yeah.